Welcome, welcome. We gather here today at the Church of Evil.
The Church of Evil?
Because evil is good.
Oh, God.
Y'all ever seen that movie, man? Vampire in Brooklyn.
A Vampire in Brooklyn is the movie.
Yeah. It points out negativity enhances the positivity. It's like, what good is a rainy day?
Wait, what?
I mean, what good is a sunny day?
Yeah, I think that's what you mean.
Without a rainy day.
Right.
It makes you appreciate it a lot more. So.
I guess.
Being a little funny on Sunday morning here at Hip Hop Graffiti. Recently watched Killer Mike. Basically,
Trigger Warning is the name of the show.
Exactly.
Trigger Warning with Killer Mike. And it's on Netflix. And I think it's like 5 episodes, right?
Please go watch it.
It's good. It was good. I enjoyed it.
Please go watch it.
I enjoyed it very much. I want to rewatch it.
Yeah, I would definitely
like
rewatch
it. Like, we binge watched it in like an
all
hour.
All the way through.
Like, I think we
just straight
sat
through,
and watched
it.
I can't remember how long each episode is, but it was really good.
It's a great
I really hope he
program.
Has more seasons of that. But you know what? I want to say this. Everything that he was doing, I already said I was going to do something similar. We were on the same.
Great minds think alike.
We were like meditating, both tapping into the
simpatico.
Same part of the Akashic record or something.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
I mean? Like, we were in the same area.
The same.
Because his was
light.
Very similar, but not exactly what I wanted to do. But it was good. Like, it was so
are you
so
running for
watch.
President of New Africa?
No. Okay. I'm not going to run for president of New Africa. However. Janie Town will be a thing. Wait till I get these
Come on
tiny
down
houses
to Janie
Town. Exactly. Ask Chelsea about Janie Town.
We
I had
get
thought
you better
about it.
Tents.
So
we
right, no,
extra.
I'm not even gonna do
oh,
tents.
We're
doing
tiny
houses. Yeah, I'm gonna have a whole like really cool ass community, like, and we're gonna have town square meetings
Ooh.
And cookouts.
That sounds like a challenge, Killer Mike.
Right, and like. Maybe wild sex parties. I don't know. I don't know. Obviously, Janie Town is already sounding more lit.
I'm trying to have dual citizenship so I can
be in both.
You know,
we're gonna have the best weed.
The best of both worlds.
We're gonna be able to. Like, I wonder if I did that. Like, could I then like make weed legal just in my yard?
Interesting. I saw a report that Mexico recently legalized weed. I don't know how true that is, but. One of the episodes, Killer Mike was living black, and his problem was he couldn't find any like black growers.
Right.
That's something like, that's astounding, but it's true.
I feel like it's true, but I also feel like, I don't know.
To
like,
a certain
I've watched
extent.
I've watched some documentaries and things about growers that are black and things like that, and like the incentive that, they had passed over that side of the world,
right.
Over in LA, to make it so more black
I'm
people
hearing
could
Damien
get.
And Stephen Marley
right.
Like, have a prison. They bought a prison, an old
then,
vacated
yeah.
prison.
So I feel like it's probably
a marijuana farm.
Right. But
Charlo
it is,
Green in Alaska.
It's just that black people were criminalized for it so much that I feel like that's why we don't think about it like
yeah,
that. But
like,
I'm pretty sure there's some.
She's
black
the anchor
people
who
in
quit
there.
Quit
yeah.
on live TV.
Yeah.
And now I'm pretty sure she's into growing and distributing.
I know a girl that lives out that way that does it, and she's also black. Like, you know what I mean? And she grows, I think she makes sauces. And
so stuff. Maybe he couldn't find a black delivery service
right.
for her products or
he
something
couldn't
like
find,
that. Couldn't
maybe
find
nobody
connect.
Locally had any that was black
there
grown, but I think there's a lot of black growers. We just gotta find them. And I think the more and more legal it gets, the more and more Chinese people will get.
Definitely,
because,
man.
Like, I think the best ones probably don't talk to many people about it much. You know what I mean? Because
right.
if you're that good at it, that means you've been doing it for a while. That means you was doing it when it was illegal and you were good at it. So, I believe there's some black growers out there. It's just the ones that know how to keep their mouths shut. It wouldn't be me. If I was a great grower, I would have been gone to jail because, you know, I talk too much. But... like, you know who has the best weed? Me, you know, and that'd be terrible. Mm-hmm. Like, so, yeah, I think there's some good ones out there. They just real tight-lipped.
Nice.
And they should be. So yeah, they continue.
I read a story a few years back in the Final Call newspaper, the Nation of Islam, which Donald Trump considers a terrorist group. Anyway, and it was a story about a black family in Arkansas that started farming with like 1 acre of land. And their farm did so well that eventually they bought over 500 acres. And now they sell produce to and through Walmart.
Oh, turn up.
Not sure the brand or anything, but yeah, I'm sure there's definitely black growers of cultivators.
You know, the reason why I feel like that is because I feel like black people are so awesome that it's like, at this point, there's a black person.
Everything I've ever seen a black person do.
Right, I feel like there, at this point in our lives, there's a black person at the top tier of almost everything now. Yeah. You know, it's only one, and I'll be happy when it's about 4 and 5, but I feel like in almost every kind of field there is to go into, there's a black person on top somewhere. It might only be one, so that's why I'm like, it's gotta be a great grower out there that's getting prize winning fucking shit, you know, because there's always one of us at least. I just know it, we're awesome like that. It's gonna change them. Soon we'll all be, yeah. Like, yeah, it'll be real cool. But right now, I know.
Speaking of Donald Trump and
speaking of
idiocracies, I saw a report today that the military is not receiving their paychecks either. They're affected by this shutdown.
This is crazy. I just can't believe
you're not gonna pay the people who serve on the front line of defense.
My thing is, like, you're now telling
a trained
assassin that you're not gonna pay them. I don't know. I ain't about it.
But you don't want to pay the people,
right? Okay. Well, this is my thing with it. All right. So if government officials and stuff aren't getting paid right now, doesn't that mean the border is like a free for all at this point,
hey,
right now today? Like,
for mi primo, mi familia es mexicano, for my cousin, and they said, does that mean Border Patrol, you know, they're at 50% capacity, or they're not getting paid, they're not showing up for work?
Right.
They're serious.
So right. So isn't the border
for a friend?
Right, I'm just saying, because isn't the border now, like, if you're not paying the soldiers,
y'all still showing up
or right, some of them are. I know that it's like they have to illegally or whatever, but I feel like if people stop showing up from work, wouldn't that be more of a border security issue than, let's say, i.e. a wall? I don't know, like, he's so hell bent on the wall, but like, if you're not paying the people that's gonna work the wall or even put up the wall because they're not getting paid right now, you know, that's not building really good trust. But then again, you know, I'm not his Olivia Pope, so I don't know.
I wouldn't wish that on any black woman.
Me neither. So, you know, like, no, yeah, I don't know. This shit is crazy. It's crazy. I've been like, I don't know, I've been like, okay, yeah, tomorrow everybody gonna wake up and say the shit they done gave in, and like, somebody done did something. Like, y'all just can't lie to them and say, okay, we gonna give you the wall, but then not build the wall like y'all did with our reparations. I'm just asking, because I could have sworn. Right.
Because
I still ain't got my 40 acres and a mule. So how about y'all just do some shit like that real quick, Congress? You know, tell them, all right, we're gonna give you the wall. Just never give them the wall. Y'all good at it. Y'all good at stalling. Y'all done been stalling on my whole life.
No, I done skipped.
Some generations. So I'm saying, just stall a little bit, and let's get these people their paychecks.
Yeah, man, that's silly.
Can we get these people their paychecks?
It's because they got families. Affect.
Right.
Families,
this is affecting so many people.
Other
that it's
families.
Just
like, you're already like splitting families up, like, at the border.
I feel
you're
like
already doing some crazy
stuff. I feel
stuff
like, okay, it was all like chill when it was like, oh, people ain't gonna get paid
even,
or whatever.
You're not paying.
Then
people.
It was taking away like food stamps and stuff like that. Everybody's like, oh, okay, well, that's people that's on government assistance. Now you taking away people who...
Hardworking people. Right. I saw a story about a guy
hardworking people's money as well. So it's like...
A 34-year veteran with the federal government. Wow. Not being able to take his cancer treatments right now because of the federal the government shutdown.
That's crazy. This is insane. I'm just like, what? Like, I feel like that's on either side of the party because I don't really affiliate with any... political party. So, like, I don't really associate with either one of them because I feel like they both got some fucked up shit on both sides of this and y'all need to get over this. But I can't see myself, like, why can't y'all just say we gonna give you the wall? Say, or, you know, like, I'm saying on both sides at this point, why can't you just get off the wall, my nigga? Or, like, why can't y'all just say, all right, we gonna come up off this wall, but then never build a fucking wall? Like, there's 100 ways y'all can stall this shit. Either way, motherfuckers would be getting paid. I'm sorry. I ain't mean to cuss, like, so hard like that.
Right wing, left wing.
Right. It's like, bird. Y'all can't just shut up so we can get some people some paychecks.
I'm trying to get a tiny house and move to Jamestown.
Right. I got sanctions I'm trying to get done. I figure I got paperwork I need to file. And if y'all ain't at work, I can't get Jamestown on and popping. I got a lot of paperwork I got to fill out.
What's the official language of Jamestown?
Well, right now, is gonna have to be a Janice. It's a mixture of English. Sometimes you end up with a British accent in words because that's how we like to pronounce them. There's gonna be it's kind of like a little bit of a Jamaican dialect as well. It's real experimental. It's gonna be really nice though. Everybody's gonna understand. And it's gonna be times where we only speak forehead to forehead. Like, you don't say anything, you just tap heads. But not hard. It's like more of a little like
a nuzzle.
Forehead kiss. Yeah, like, and that's how we communicate. I'm sure of it. It's gonna be great.
It sounds epic. It's gonna be great, to say the least.
It's gonna be great.
Right. This week coming up, we just had a super wolf blood lunar eclipse. What is going on in
super
the
moon, blood
in
moon.
The space?
Man, well, the different moons, wolf moon only mean it was the first moon of the year. So that's like not really anything mystical. That's just what they call the first moon
for me,
of the year. It's called a wolf moon.
Go wolf.
And then the blood moon is because of the lunar eclipse. It made it red. It made it appear red.
NC
it becomes
State
a
one. We lit it red last night. They lit.
That's what happened.
They turned the colors of the William Bell Tower, the veteran Bell Tower down in Raleigh on Hillsborough Street.
Oh,
they light it red.
Oh, well, there it goes. And
that's
it's red for a blood moon, so that's cool.
When they win, they get to light it red.
Turn up.
Lit red on the night of the red
blood
moon. The wolf blood moon. The wolf blood. Meaning the first moon
the first
of
moon
the
of
year.
Exactly, yeah.
Look at me learning. I'm learning cosmology here. We're all learning stuff.
But yeah, so the eclipse was, the moon was covered up by our shadow because we were all in a line at that moment.
That is so interesting.
So it would have been a shadow
of the earth.
Like, yeah, it would have been a color. It would have covered up the moon at a point in time last night. So it would have been like completely dark at some point in time last night. I went to bed super early and missed it completely. But it should have done something like that. Because isn't that what a lunar eclipse is? Yeah, a lunar eclipse. Yeah. So that would have been the other thing that happened.
You went to sleep super early.
Right. But another thing that I heard about, which is this is something new I don't really know much about, but that... Oh, damn. I can't even remember the terminology for it. So never mind. Let's just skip it.
Skip.
Next topic. Yeah, but yeah, that was what was going down in the cosmos last night.
Well, big shout out to NC State. They won last night, like I said, against Notre Dame. They were away. They were at Notre Dame, and it's cold in South Bend. They're a prestigious school, and to go there and come back with the victory after losing to Wake Forest, that's a great thing, man. I applaud y'all. Yo, go Wolfpack. Big shouts to CJ Bryce. He hit 5 3-pointers. He was 5 for 5 from the 3-point line. And overall, 23 points, dropping buckets on him. I'm sure he probably has some assists and some rebounds and some hella good defense.
And I don't know what any of that means.
He plays defense.
That won't
and
be
I recently got back on, you know, basketball, but it's great. And yeah, go Wolfpack. We're 15 minutes in. I think we should go ahead and cut it. We'll do another episode very soon. Thank you for joining us here on Anchor and other podcast broadcasting stations. Yeah, you see my accent for Janetown.
It's coming out.
It's quite posh here. We'll see you next time on Hip Hop Graffiti once I can press this X button to stop. Catch us later.